Brachos, Rav Tu, Dav Zayin, Amad Aleph, the two dots, where the lines start getting wide. Amar V'yochanan Mishum Rav Yosi, Rav Yochanan said the name Rav Yosi. V'nayin Shen Maltin Lo La'adam Mishat Kaso. How do you know that you shouldn't try to appease a person at the time of anger? Tichtiv, because God tells Moshe Rabbeinu when he's upset at the Jewish people, Panay Elechu, let my face pass, so to speak, my anger pass, V'anichot Ilach, and then I'll give in, so to speak. Amar L'Akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, what God was telling Moshe was, Hamten li ad she'avru panim shel zam, wait till the face of anger, so to speak, passes, and then I'll let it go. Does God really have anger? Yeah, as it says in the Braisa, the Tanya, God angers every day. How much is God's anger? A rega. How much is a rega? 1,588 b'sha'a, v'zui rega, and that is a rega. Out of 58,888 of a sha'ah, of a moment, that's a rega. Only Bilam could get that moment. When it says about Bilam, he knows God's thoughts. What does it mean? He knows God's thought. He couldn't get his own animal's thoughts right. He knows God's thoughts. But he knew how to get that moment when God was angry. And that's what the prophet said to the Jewish people. That's what the prophet said to the Jewish people. Amiz chonam mayat Balak Melech Moab lemandat zidkot Hashem. What was he telling them? My lemandat zidkot Hashem. You should know God's kindness. Amar Bilazar, Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. God said to the Jewish people, "Do ukam zidkot asiti mechem. I want you to know how much kindness I did with you. Shelo kaasti bimei Bilam Arasha, that I didn't anger during the days of Bilam the wicked. Shel malei kaasti, for if I would have been angry in those days, there'd be nothing left of Israel's enemies," which is a nice way of saying it. That's what Bilam says to Balak. How could I get them cursed? God's not cursing. How could I get angry? God isn't angry. This teaches us that throughout those days, God did not get angry. We'll pick up here, Bezachim. Well.